Oh. Okay, so I'm an idiot.
Is it that guy right there? Can I tell you something?
Fuck you.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You're one of my favorite people on the planet Earth. Past, present, and future. No bullshit. But you are a fucking dumbass.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
Of your area in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information cues or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
It's TGO Radio, the 17th anniversary show.
Oh, my God. 17 years with this nonsense, huh?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out if it was, if we recorded. It says May 11th, 2005. I think we recorded on May 11th, so that's the anniversary.
It was a Wednesday, I believe. I don't know why I remember that, but I was thinking we recorded on a Wednesday.
I think over the years we've recorded on every day of the week.
Well, I think we have too, but for some reason I remember that first one being middle of the week or something.
Might have been.
Now, this does not include like when we recorded any test show. Well, some of the test shows were lost.
Yeah. I think it was the second or third test show was lost. And Wednesday, May 11th, you're right.
Yeah. Okay.
2005.
Okay.
I think we recorded on every day except Tuesday.
The Lord's Day. We don't record on the Lord's Day.
We've done a couple on the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck the Lord.
Yeah, you're right, buddy. First test show was April 13th, 2005. And I have this file sitting here as well, the whole first test
show. You have a test show?
Yeah. The whole first test show.
How long is that first test show?
Oh, let's see if I can... Well, it's 2 hours, but we never recorded for 2 hours. Remember, in the early days, we recorded for 2 hours, and then I edited the stuff we didn't need out.
We had what, 15 minutes or so. Oh, editing was rough in those days, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tough business. I even forget what I used back then. Was it?
Dude, we've been using Audacity, or I thought you've been using Audacity.
I thought I had Goldwave for a while.
Fuck, we did have Goldwave.
Then I went to Audacity and I knew it existed, but we've been using Audacity since.
I forgot about that Goldwave, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a good program.
Yeah.
Goldwave, well, Audacity is a great program, too, for freeware.
Is Goldwave still out there?
Oh, I don't think so. No.
So anyway, we recorded on May 11th, 2005, 17 years ago, almost. And every year on the anniversary...
Boy, wasn't life fucking different then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I recorded at Camp TGO. I had a sunroom off the back of the house. Yep. That even in the most generous of weather situations, averaged about 3,000 degrees. The sun... I can't remember if the sun set. I think the sun set on the back of the house.
It did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was beating right on us.
It was right on us, and that was hot business. We'd never tolerate that shit now.
Well, you could. There's probably still fucking farts hanging in the air over there.
It was. You could not. Like, you dropped ass.
Oh.
And it would.
It just.
It would hang in the heat.
Yeah.
Like a fucking. It was just.
Oh, it was brutal.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was gross. It's like swimming in shit. Ugh.
Which we'll talk about next week, probably. You swimming in shit.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy, will we. Gross.
So anyway, the whole rest of the year, we make fun of other people and their situations and their reality shows and their fucking this
nonsense.
And that and thing. And, you know, and we will take shots at ourselves and each other.
Ooh, speaking of taking shots.
But,
I got a fucking, this is the week.
Hang on. Updates and corrections, though. I'll have a full edition of it next week, but I said the shot went in behind Abe's right ear. It went in behind his left ear.
Oh.
And lodged behind his right eye.
Oh, yeah?
So I have to turn him around. Hang on. You're getting him on the right ear there. That's the...
There you go.
You have half a fucking retard. There you go.
Half.
Just half.
All right, here we go. Half. Come on. Oh!
That was close to it.
Fucking right over the top.
Came right back at you, though, buddy.
No shit, man.
Yeah. So anyway, this is our one chance to listen on some of the old stuff, and I have quite literally, seriously, without hesitation, I tell you, I have been dreading this all day long. In 2005, when Jeff left the show for the first of four times, I think, I was a little bummed about it, and I put together a Greatest Hits CD. Now, how many people have this CD? I don't know. It was an audio CD. You put it.
Well,
in
let's
your
see.
Fucking...
That there's the one in your hand, so that's one too many.
Yeah.
Do you have the first instance of Old Timey Guy?
It's somewhere in season 5 or 6. I'd have to go digging.
I gotta hear the very first time Old Timey Guy ever made. In appearance,
well,
but
hang on, give me a minute. Let me take a look for something real quick since this is Oldster season 5, episode 1. This is oh god, so 2005 was episode guide, season 5, episode 1, recorded Friday. November 18th, 2011, at The Meadows.
The Meadows.
So, let's see. Oh, remember when we were... I'm reading the track listing for this show.
Yeah?
This is the track listing. And when I get to the second thing, you'll know why I'm making that face. Back at The Meadows. The Arab station still hates us.
Boy, that was a bad fucking deal with those guys, man.
I think I'll pull back the curtain a little bit on the Arab station down the hall.
Yeah?
Jeff and I were pretending we were recording in a radio complex.
You don't say.
I know. It's.
I know. Jeez, I never would have guessed.
I know. What can I tell you? season 5, episode 2. More Tim Tebow.
What?
Sorry. This week in coach rape, Tim Tebow probably gay.
Probably.
More Tebow. Squirrel runs up man's pant leg. banging Ann Coulter's face. The one wiper. Mushmouth. Hateable 528-pound woman gives birth to a 13-pound quote-unquote miracle in Germany, names it Jihad. Whore mishap.
Gotta be one of your dates.
Fat pig revisited. Oh, shit. It might have been in season 6 when we first got to old timey.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay, so, season 1.
God. You know what? I'm. You need to fish me out a fucking drink from that.
Another beer?
Cooler.
Hang on.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I don't drink all the time.
I don't either.
Delicious.
Exactly. Booze is delicious.
No. You're an alcoholic.
It's true.
No. Brian's horrible old man ball bag. This is episode. This is season 3, episode 5.
What is it? Season 3?
Season 5, episode 3. Oh. I apologize. Mushmouth. The Rappin' Duke rules.
No. No.
More peas? Brian's ball bag revisited. Smoothies revisited.
Shit.
Nanner puss and random audio.
Nanner puss.
The muff march. Lot lizard dies. Trucker sets fire to truck with corpse inside. Oldster gets ripped off following quote-unquote massage. Oh, you remember this? Landlord hangs whites only sign at pool.
Yes. I remember that.
Old-timey guy is still a racist. So this is season 5, episode 3. So this is maybe earlier in season 1. Wow.
Old timey guy's been around for a while. I mean, you know, hence the name.
Old timey guy is a racist. Season 1, season 5, episode 3. Old timey guy is racist. Looks like the first mention I can see.
Huh.
So far. I'd have to go back through season 4.
I'll be goddamn.
I'm almost certain.
That sounds about right.
That was the one where we talked about you had to have bathtub.
Cherry juice and embalming fluid
and yeah, something else. Like, yeah. I wrote that. Like, that
for
was
bathtub gym, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Old timey guy is racist. Nagging never ends. Whitey wins again. All right. Anyway, so season 1, this is the worst. This is the worst of CD that I put together. The first one is called The Birth of a Running Joke. You all right?
Yeah, I'm just getting...
Amal Dorei. This dude with some third world toilet nation name, whatever you call it.
Why do I sound like a child? What the fuck? This is season 1.
Season 1. This is 2005.
Why do I sound like I'm 5?
So May of 2005, how old would you have been?
Oh, my God. I don't know. 34.
Okay. So, yeah. So,
oh, Jesus yeah. Christ.
Well, I'm going to sound like Howdy Doody in this fucking clip, then. Because my voice is up here, guys.
Fucking balls hadn't quite fucking fallen Jesus down Christ. Yet, had they?
Party he's throwing this weekend. What's his name? A-M-A-L.
Yeah.
Amal.
Uh-huh.
Dorei. D-O-R-A-I.
I think that's pronounced...
That would be...
We still tell that joke a little bit.
A little bit, every once in a while.
I would defend that. It's not funny, but I would defend that. Track 2 is called... Oh, God, this is the one where we're going to get fucking douche chilly. A thoughtful analysis of Pat O'Brien's sexual harassment.
Oh, my God.
We have audio of Pat O'Brien's phone sex calls. Ooh,
listen to you.
Yes, well, I used to speed up the Victrola in the old days. My voice was Much higher than.
Oh, the humanity. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's falling out of the skies.
Wow.
So
this is wonderful. Outstanding.
You know, the fucking audio quality is the same as it is now.
Yeah, I know. Sounds like we're listening to that through one of those boppets that the kids used to play with.
I hate us so fucking much. I hate the early days of this show. I hate us.
Hey, without those, we wouldn't be here today.
I hate our fucking gimmick.
To copy this message to another person, press 6 to delete.
Now, this is the day where I really had to, because I didn't have anything to pull down streaming audio. So I had to hunt for individual files to download from different websites and stuff.
Right.
I really had to hunt for audio back then.
You actually had to work at this shit.
Oh, buddy.
This message and go to the next. Press 7 to keep the saved message Sunday.
Saved
7.
Message.
What are we touching up?
9 p.m.
You are so fucking hot.
I don't want to eat you. Yeah.
I don't want you to suck my cock.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't want my girlfriend to eat you.
Yeah.
Fucking hot. You are fucking hot.
God.
Get back.
You are so fucking hot.
All right.
Please leave me a voicemail. Go to the bathroom and leave me a voicemail. What?
I almost talk like this to the girl downstairs at the maid service.
Yeah.
Or like now, in this day and age.
You're still leaving voicemails like that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Who leaves a voicemail? When's the last time you called somebody?
Voicemail? Let me check my phone. When's the last time I called somebody? Probably just to check my voicemail. Let's see. I called Mike, my buddy Mike, last Saturday morning.
Mike's still probably picking up the other end on a landline.
Yes, hello?
To copy the saved message, Sunday, 7:48 p.m.
I'm so fucking into you. But Betsy's so jealous.
Yeah.
But I fucking have sex, and I want to lick your pussy and suck your tits. But you have to be in the...
Subtle Pat O'Brien.
Right, yeah.
Subtle cat, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy, I told Betsy that you're into her.
Yeah.
And if you get this message, just look at me and say yes.
This is...
I want to fucking lick your pussy and make you come so much. And get crazy. I don't know why I'm like this.
I do. You got a full ball bag, you fucking degenerate.
But
I don't
want you badly. I know you want me.
I know you want me. That's the sound of a drunk guy with a full ball bag. That's what that sounds like for all the women out in the fucking audience. I know, just look at me and say yes. Like he's got a system.
I sense a rape kit in somebody's future.
Long cotton swab tickling your fucking cervix.
But yeah.
Oh, I got it, Pat. Fucking asshole.
That's awesome.
What I want to know, what fucking song's playing in the background while he's recording this?
I don't know if Jeff, is that what you want to know?
It's what I really, really want to know.
Is that a club or
tell
what?
Me what I want,
but
please.
I just...
Probably at a party.
Well, I mean, to be fair, at this point in your life, you had people telling you what you wanted a lot, so...
Jesus Christ, those, oh my God. I had about 4 more years of that shit to go.
This
well, too, 3.
I'll say, because I remember we were doing season 2 test stuff in late
well,
2008.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it was early 2009 when it was final.
Yeah.
So it mm-hmm. was that late 2008 that we split. So.
Mm-hmm. Pretty at Brian Gumbel's house or something.
And you know what? By this time, things were starting to...
They're starting
in 05.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To copy message Sunday, 7:51.
Jesus Christ, how fucking annoying were voicemails back in the day? God damn.
So fucking hot. Just look at, if you agree with anything I said, say yes to me. Or wink. I want to fucking go crazy with you. Drive you nuts.
Brilliant!
Jesus.
Now, that, you may not have heard that at home. Skip back about 15 seconds and play it again. That, when I played it live on the show to record, it was so quiet, I had to go in and post-production. And make it louder. So not only did I do that then, but then Jeff's reaction I also made louder for some fucking reason. So, here, I'll go back and play it again. It is fucking just clearly the early days of editing for this guy.
Brilliant!
Jesus.
Hang on. Are you going to hear it go back down to the regular volume? Oh, it's the worst!
I want to fucking go crazy with you. Drive you nuts.
Brilliant!
Jesus. Did you hear it? Oh, it's fucking terrible. I want to kill myself for that right now. That stinks.
Saved message Sunday, 8:34.
Now, to be fair, I'm telling the girl downstairs at the maid service, downstairs from our office, I want to eat her pussy once a month.
Right.
I mean, to be fair, you know, that's happening.
Okay.
You know, but she also sends me text messages like, so-and-so, this girl she knows, ate my pussy real good and fucked me with a dildo and like this and that. So that's,
you know. PM.
Hey,
no,
I'm so fucking into you.
Jeff goes, yeah, no shit. Hey, it's me. Hey.
Excuse me, brother. I love that clip.
Me too. A sin is sin, sin.
Excuse me, brother.
You
have to pay attention to Betsy, but let's have fun. I want to fucking eat you and fuck you.
Got it.
Suck your tits and watch you eat Betsy, and lick your ass.
Yeah. There it is. There it is.
We were supporting ass eating in 2005. Let me say this for the record. In 2042, let me say, I would fucking never. I've still got some dignity. A little bit left.
Check this message. And
we got it, Pat.
Jesus.
Say to me, yes. And just can watch us. Let's just fucking have fun. I'm so fucking, you're so fucking hot. And I don't do this for a living. This is like new to me.
This is new to me.
But I want to fucking make you crazy.
Bye. Bye.
So you're not a gigolo for a living there, eh, Pat?
You don't want to hurt yourself dancing. Make sure you stretch out those creamy hamstrings.
That clip holds up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
So.
Whoa. Jeez.
Oh, this is
holy
new to Pat.
Holy shit, this is good.
All of this is new to Pat.
I love it when these goody two-shoe fucking celebrities come out as fucking total freaks.
To be fair, you got the same line on that shit today, too, that you had back then, so, you know.
I love it.
Honey, what do you say we christen these new sheets, huh?
Why, Lois Griffin, you naughty girl. Yep.
That's me.
You dirty hustler. You filthy, stinky prostitute.
Okay, I get it.
You foul, venereal disease-carrying, streetwalking whore.
All right, that's enough.
I'm new at this, and,
I don't do this for a living.
We were trying so hard.
Oh my god,
it's just
I was
awful.
Trying so hard to be funny radio.
Oh radio. God.
I was trying.
And it's so funny because I remember us having that conversation that we weren't going to do that.
No.
You don't realize you're doing it.
No.
You know,
and if you had asked us, we would have told you never.
No, we weren't that guy.
Never.
No. Never acted like that. Never did that. No.
This is morning zoo stuff is what we're doing here. This is like...
And we were so... And still are.
Yeah.
Because it is trash, but that's exactly...
Anti-morning zoo.
...what we were doing.
Bye.
love you. I want to lick your tits. Fucking ass. Bye.
Saved message Sunday 9.
That's valid.
04 p.m.
It's me. It's me.
You're so fucking hot.
We got it.
He's the last of the sweet talkers, Pat O'Brien.
That's
you are
good.
So hey, fucking hot.
Pat, word of advice. If you're thinking about picking this up as a career, you better do a little practice and take maybe Sally Struthers offers some kind of fucking internet course.
Ooh. Wow. Jeff. What the fuck?
Jeff, is that what he should do?
Shut up. I hate you. Oh, God.
Do you have the thing yet where you're just kind of like warm and hot in your face for embarrassment? Because that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
so embarrassed.
Ooh, that's gross.
Do you want to be a better gigolo?
Stop!
Wow. You can't ask for better shit than this.
Nope.
Yeah, I think you can.
You can ask for a better
podcast. You can definitely demand a better show.
Yeah, you can ask for a better podcast than this.
God.
It's idiots like him that keep fucking sick perverts like this on the radio.
Just shut up.
Here's to you, Pat.
Oh, this is what we used to drink every show, too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just like, all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
Not into it, but.
Oh, we should have cut this off after the third voicemail. It was the same shit over and over.
Pussy.
We were convinced, by the way, this was our stairway to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were convinced. And this might have been episode 1, by the way.
Fuck good to you.
Yeah.
Watch you and Betsy hate each other.
Yeah.
Suck my cock.
Yeah.
Fucking mongoloid.
Really fucking off in your face. Beat whoa! In your face. Wait a minute. That's the first time I've heard that. Wait a minute.
Shut my cock.
Yeah.
Beat off in your face.
Well, you know what?
Good for you, Pat.
He ain't beating around the bush, is he?
This dude's an old pro, man.
I'm afraid he might pull the stiff one eye on me.
I'm sorry, the stiff one eye?
That's a clip we should still be
yes,
playing,
yes, that's
the
a
way.
Fucking, yeah.
This is a fucking...
Shut my cock.
I want to beat off in your face.
I don't know why I'm making fun of him. I love coming on a chick's face. I still love it.
Beat off in your face.
It's genius. He's a fucking smooth talker, Pat O'Brien. Man.
We got it.
I'm afraid he might...
We got it!
...stiff one eye on me.
I'm sorry. The stiff one eye?
That one was enhanced, too, so Nicholson could be louder.
Get another woman up.
Yeah.
Hire a hooker. Get crazy. Get some coke!
Yeah! I have never done cocaine. But obviously, we are cheering for it.
I get this message.
Oh, say yes to me.
Do you agree with this? Just look at me and say yes. God, you're so fucking hot.
We get the fucking idea, Pat.
Boy, Jeff finally says something about it.
Wow, this is a great tape.
Brilliant!
I don't know what's wrong with me. I do.
I know what's wrong with you. You got some drinks in you and you got a full ball bag. You just jerk off once. You could have saved yourself a lot of time and money.
Where the fuck would you like me to start, Pat? What do you mean, what's wrong with you?
I
want
to beat off in your face.
Dude, there ain't nothing wrong with you. You're a fucking freak. Embrace it. Live it. Don't go on fucking Dr. Phil and say, I fucked up. This is not... It's you, man. Trust me. It's you. Be a freak. Be a proud of it.
I have a
habit.
You want
to fucking hire 5 or 6 whores and have a little fucking... freak festival back at the hotel? You do it, baby. Go for it.
Do it, baby.
Yeah, apparently your habit is beating off in chicks' faces.
You know what? I'm killing O'Brien for. I love coming on. I love to drop a load on a girl's face. Still, my fucking 2-drop fucking old man load. My load is a disgrace at 50. Gross.
But I fucking want.
We got it.
Why do we keep playing this?
Yeah.
You're probably making her sick.
Fucking crazy.
See, Jeff is the voice. Jeff becomes the voice of reason here. This is what I've always said about the show is, eventually we'll get to the correct moral center of almost everything we discuss at length. Eventually. So Jeff is being the voice of reason here. Probably making her sick, Pat. Yeah, fucking probably.
Fucking crazy.
Oh, fucking Betsy.
I watch you guys make out.
We got it.
You know, Ron's the fucking smooth, suave fucker.
If you agree with me. I don't want my phone to take messages, by the way.
It takes messages. She wasn't fucking calling you, you asshole. I don't know why my phone doesn't take messages, by the way. What takes them?
Had text messages been invented yet?
Dude, I remember I had like 100 free texts a month or whatever.
Thought you were just...
And I was never going to use... I'll tell you how it was for cell phones back then for me. It was like you had to pay like over 100, 200 text messages. You had to pay 10 cents a text.
You got charged like...
Yeah, buddy.
For, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Trying to get pussy. I was texting a lot of girls in 2005. Say it. Say the obvious fucking thing, you 2005 assholes. Well, it takes messages. She's not calling you.
That's where he is. He's staying in the lobby of a fucking whorehouse.
We can have any of these hookers here.
Yeah, too. Hi, honey. It's me. Yeah, no, I'm at the whorehouse right now, and I lost the list.
The list?
Can you tell me again what you needed?
Any of these fucking hookers, too.
He's in what? A fucking whorehouse, man. He's picking up prostitutes.
Wow.
And probably picking up a fucking 8-ball or two at the gift shop.
He did say cocaine. I mean, to be fair, he didn't invent that.
Does he have gift shops in whorehouses?
You gotta have a gift shop in a whorehouse.
What the hell would you sell? Huh?
Anal beads, lube, double-ended
flowers?
Teddy bears?
Well, hookers got feelings, too.
Teddy
man.
Bears is almost as good as Red Eye.
You know what?
Please rewind that. I'd like to hear Teddy Bears again.
All right.
Because I want you to hear how chilly that is.
You're not telling me anything fucking new.
And I lost the list. Can you tell me again what you needed?
Any of these fucking hookers, too.
He's in a fucking warehouse, man. He's picking up prostitutes.
Wow.
And probably picking up a fucking 8-ball or two at the gift shop. Supposed to have gift shops in whorehouses?
You gotta have a gift shop in a whorehouse.
What the hell would you sell? Huh?
Anal beads, lube, double-ended
flowers.
Teddy bears?
No. Hookers got feelings too, man. You just show up with the anal beads and say, let's go, mama.
Well, you kind of do.
Well, no,
hookers do have feelings because they cry when you punch them.
There it was. There was the glimpse of fucking genius. There it is, right there.
Yeah.
It was coming, folks. You just had to give it a little time.
For years.
Because they cry when you punch them. Oh, there it was. Out of that whole fucking mess, there was one good quality fucking 2 seconds.
I would defend that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Oh, it's a...
I used to think those clips were so funny, and now they're just so fucking... They're so douchey.
Ugh.
Fucking sex and drugs and hookers. God. Fucking, that sounds like a weekend to me.
Does it?
Justify Jeff. Aging homeless women
Jeff.
Still working as...
Jeff, does it? Does it? Okay. Next clip is called The Old Prostitute's Home. This is, thankfully it's only 2 minutes long.
Distressed to find aging homeless women still working as prostitutes, only aging. They're not distressed to find 19-year-olds working, it's just the blue hairs. Women's groups, Mexican women's groups, which also don't shave.
Valid. That's valid.
Are preparing a roomy retirement home. To take 65 of them off the streets. Rejected by their families and stripped of much of their earnings by policemen and pimps. Elderly sex workers...
Policemen, pimps, isn't that, kind of the same thing? But
in Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Durant with some political commentary. shut up, stupid. I should have leaned across my desk and been like, shut up, stupid.
Yes. Yeah, could be. And no offense to our wonderful law enforcement in this country. Right. Could possibly be pulling me over on the way home.
The elderly sex workers say they have no choice but to keep working. Sometimes for less than $2 a day or just a plate of food.
Oh, my God!
Read it. Quote, just read it.
I may have two or three clients a day, but I can't charge what the young ones do.
Well, I'm thinking not. No. I sure as hell wouldn't pay
this
it.
This gets so much better.
Keep going, brother.
Sometimes I just ask for food or hotel room, said Gloria Maria, a kindly-faced woman of 74 who mostly sleeps outdoors.
How old was she, Brian? I didn't catch that. Could you rewind that, please?
74!
Dude, that's old for a whore. I mean, come on, man. Outdoors. Faced woman of 74.
I couldn't believe it. I still, even in 2005, I didn't read forward on all my stories. Even then, I didn't read the whole thing.
Before, a kindly faced woman of 74, who mostly
Brian, how old was she?
Sleeps outdoors. 74.
It's the glamorous life you've chosen, you know?
Yeah.
Selling pussy, sleeping outside. Glamorous.
4 years old.
You gotta really want it if you're getting your cock sucked by a 74-year-old. I mean, you gotta really fucking want it. I don't know that I've ever wanted it that bad.
I don't think I've ever wanted it that bad. No.
Funds raised this week will go toward fixing the roof of an elegant but crumbling 18... Well, that's all Mexico.
She just said funds will go to fix the roof of that fucking decaying pussy. Get it? It's falling in, folks. It's 74.
Prolapse City.
Get it?
Get it?
Ken sounds like the prostitutes themselves.
And elegant but crumbling 18th century building donated by the Mexico City government to serve as a retirement home for Gloria Maria and others.
Can you imagine sitting there one of those evenings, you got all those old prostitutes hanging around?
Oh.
What the hell do they talk about when they're sitting there, you know, in their little
never mind what they talk
groups.
About. What about the smell?
Well, that too.
That's it. That's the line. That's, I would say that today. That's the line.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to go there, but I knew you would. Oh. Probably smells just about like this studio does.
Next clip is called The Wood Chipper. If I can find it.
A 19-year-old man in San Jose, California.
Well, this is back when Jeff used to read news. This is a long time ago. shit, I stand by that. Fuck you.
Became one of the latest to pay the ultimate price for attempting to clear a jam.
This is why I don't read the fucking news.
Dude, we were trying so hard. We would not. I mean, it wouldn't be this now. Yeah.
By stomping down on the debris with his foot.
Brilliant!
I'm missing the joke here.
Oh, his fucking leg came off.
Well.
He paid the ultimate price, you say.
Oh.
Well, now just wait a minute. I'll fix it. Get out of the way, you kids don't know how to clear that wood chipper.
You don't know what you're doing, you damn kids.
You don't know
kids.
What the hell. Get out of the way, children.
I mean, you know, come on, man.
Are we done yet?
No, no.
God damn, fuck you.
Not even close. Next clip is called The Kid.
14-year-old Culpeper Middle School student has been charged with assault and battery and indecent exposure after a student complained that he fondled himself during class.
Oh, man.
And rubbed something on her face afterward.
Remember
this story?
I
remember
the
story. Yeah. I remember the story.
Yep.
This kid jerked off and rubbed something on this girl's face after he came in his own hand.
Oh, man.
And rubbed something on her face afterward.
Whoa! Something?
No, wait. The incident allegedly occurred on June 2nd while the teacher was showing a movie, which is the best time to jerk off.
Oh, yeah.
When the lights are off.
Oh, yeah.
Three girl students later complained. Three! How many?
How many?
How many?
Jerk off.
Later complained.
Speaking of jerk off,
me in 2005. Holy shit. To school authorities, the boy had grabbed their hands and tried to force him to touch his genitals during the act. School deputy Jesse McClanahan interviewed the three girls, and one said the boy had, quote,
lay it on me, daddy,
wiped a white, wet substance across her face.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well, we clapped a lot in those days, didn't we?
I don't know who this little fucker is, but he's my hero. Yeah,
Jesus Christ, man.
The boy had been confronted by a teacher for using profanity in the hallway and told him to remove his hat. Next thing you know, he's jerking off in class. That will fucking teach you.
Hey, nature calls, baby. Nature calls. Dark room, movies playing. What are you going to do?
Police probing claim. You know, I don't want to hear police and probing in the same sentence. That's it's Adam Louima, anyway.
Not
that joke is hilarious. Hang on, let me go back. Holy shit, is that funny? We should have laughed for five straight minutes back in 2005 at this joke. Police probing claim. You know, I don't want to hear police and probing in the same sentence. Not since Abner Louima, anyway. Not since Abner Louima. Abner Louima was a guy the New York cops, like, ass-fucked with a plunger.
Shit.
Or some shit like that. I don't want to hear police and probing in the same sentence. Not since Abner Louima, anyway.
Jesus.
We should have laughed for 5 minutes at that joke. That is fucking hilarious.
Holy shit.
Play, motherfucker. Oh, no, it's not playing. We're being given a message.
Yeah, no shit. Even the computer's had enough.
Oh, hang on.
What, you gotta flip the tape over?
So wait for the 8-track to flip it up. 14-year-old Culpeper Middle School student in the hallway and told him to remove his hat. Next thing you know, he's jerking off in class. That will fucking teach you.
Hey, nature calls, baby. Nature calls. Dark room, movies playing. What are you going to do?
Police probing claim. You know, I don't want
to know. Police fucking leave yourself alone.
How about not jerk off in class? How about being a civilized human for 18 fucking minutes? Savage. That's this Admiral Louima, anyway. You know what's worse than plunger rape? Nothing. That's funny. Next track is called The Amish. I have no idea what any of these... Let's see.
No, but you know what? I remember these.
I do,
as
too.
As they're playing, I remember these stories.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And in January, a 17-year-old boy in the electricity-shunning Amish community...
Yeah. Oh, I remember this.
...was electrocuted.
Yeah. Irony! Sweet irony.
When he tried to remove a downed power line, it had become entangled in the wheels of the buggy. Yeah.
Oh, I was easily amused in those days.
That's funny. We laugh at that now.
Oh, irony, baby.
Irony. If you want to know what irony is, now you know.
Holy shit.
Now you know.
Hey, Graber, go back there and check and see what's in the wheels.
See, it was coming. Oh, it was funny. Coming.
Some of the elements were there.
They were there. Some yeah, of the some of it was. Yep. Yeah,
it was.
Hey, Graber.
Hey, Graber.
What was great? You know what was great?
Hey, Graber.
The pause, and that was perfect, you know?
Yeah, but then I go... Because I don't want to laugh and, like, cut off your deal.
Go back there and check and see.
Now you know.
Hey, Graber, go back there and check and see what's in the wheels.
I think I smell flesh.
They were there.
Yeah, the elements yep. were there.
Even I'll in, be damn.
Even in 2005. Huh. Next clip is called The Back Passage.
Oh, me again?
Yeah, go ahead. Which, by the way, is a term we've used as recently as last week, I think, on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm in May. You're looking for, what are you looking for?
Well, Ron is in my ear. I held up a sign to Ron, and I'm looking for the was, home.
What's that? We'll suck for food?
It's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
What, we'll suck for food?
I'm looking for the Homo Rainbow song.
Jesus.
Homo Rainbow by
Wing. Love the Homo Rainbow song.
I do
song.
Too. That's a good jam. Homo Rainbow by Ween is the song we're
many
talking
colors
about.
In the Homo
there
Rainbow.
There are many colors on the Homo Rainbow. That's a good jam.
Anyway.
Homo.
That was another thing we used to do a lot. Remember that?
So I got yeah, fuck, we'd get canceled today.
I mean, if anybody would listen, we would.
That's true.
Homo stories coming up.
No, that's,
I got yeah. closet
nothing,
days.
I'm sorry, nothing beats a great fucking fag story.
Boy, is there out of context audio dropping early there. Wow. Holy shit.
Jeff, nothing beats a great fag story for you in 2005.
Wow.
So good.
Oh, my God.
A bully was jailed for 27 months for...
For 27 months?
For painting a pal green so he looked like Shrek. Now, wait. This it doesn't sound gay yet, right?
No, but it's getting there.
No, it's getting there.
Okay.
Sick.
Is there some buggery involved?
No, but you'll see. No, but
no.
You'll see. Even then, I knew what a teaser was. Sick prankster Karan Jackson, 20, turned terrified Ernest Hothersoul. There he is, Hothersoul, into the movie Ogre after a booze binge. Well, he punched his victim twice and ordered him to strip naked.
I've done that.
Jackson shaved his head and chest with electric clippers. Then slapped paint on his head, arms, torso, and even his manhood. Homo. Uncomfortable.
Where's that at?
Yeah,
Ron?
Ron? Oh, I just said Doug. Where's Ron then? Let's see. Yep. Jackson turned violent after bullying with Ernest at his home. The thug forced Ernest to dress in a skirt. Before Jackson thumped him and demanded he strip.
Ooh.
I had this boyfriend. He was in an avalanche. He survived 3 days on melted snow, and his grandfather found him because he had a dream about the exact spot where he was trapped.
Wow. You had a boyfriend? Oh, yeah, you have a little thing.
Oh, Roger, stop it. I don't have a hard time looking at you.
At me?
I can see past your hydrocephalic head and into your beautiful mind.
At me?
You're like Russell Crowe and I'm Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, you're Jennifer Connelly.
What's that has to do with the fucking story we were telling? No fucking idea.
Nope. Just had to play a clip.
Uncomfortable.
Get a roll, you two.
That's the payoff. Thank you.
Brian, was that the payoff?
Ron. Brilliant.
The money shot, baby.
Uncomfortable.
We got it.
That's the money shot.
We got it.
A drunken engineer yesterday pleaded guilty to severely injuring a pal by shooting water from a fire extinguisher.
Up his ass.
Up the hose of his friend's backside.
Yeah!
Easy, kids.
Why are you cheering this? We're both cheering.
Brian Kennedy's lawyer.
You know what? One might have gotten the impression.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, we were just trying so hard.
They described the assault as, quote, horseplay that went wrong. You think? The victim needed emergency surgery and had to be fitted with a colostomy bag.
Ooh! Yes. Hell of a prank, dude! Hell of a prank!
There's a series of quotes coming up from a prosecutor describing this. Brilliant. The assault took place while Kennedy and his victim were working away from home as refrigeration engineers in Aberdeen. Two men had been on a boozy night out with colleagues in the city.
Always starts with boozy night out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Then returned to the bed and breakfast they were staying in.
What?
Now went out. The pair grabbed the extinguisher.
Two guys in a bed and breakfast would probably still look a little weird to you, frankly.
Extinguisher and soaked each other with it. The victim then decided to try to get some sleep, but Kennedy, 34, attacked him in his bed. John Richardson, prosecuting, told Aberdeen Sheriff Court, quote, the complainer was lying face down in bed wearing a pair of boxer shorts, allegedly.
Okay.
I'm saying it was gay. Yeah. So I don't think he was wearing boxer shorts.
He felt a hand on his shoulder.
Ooh.
Wow, Doc, you ever serve time?
Never. That's a good Flesh reference.
He felt the hand on his shoulder.
And the covers being pulled below his waist.
The covers were
he then felt an object being placed near his back passage. That's a direct...
Back passage? Yes! Who wrote that fucking shit?
That's a direct
back quote. Passage. I love it.
Shut up! Jesus! Shut up! Oh my God.
John Richardson, back
love it.
Passage.
Way to go, John.
Almost simultaneously, he became aware of a loud hissing noise. This is still a direct quote. Which was the fire extinguisher being discharged. He was in immediate pain, but didn't realize the extent of his pain until he got up to go to...
I got a question. Why are we reading this fucking story?
I don't know where this is fucking going.
...work and realized he was bleeding.
Uncomfortable.
We got it. We could call this episode, We Got It.
Yeah.
Kennedy, 34, turned himself into police. The guy had surgery for severe damage to his rectum.
To his rectum.
Should have damn near killed him. We're still telling that
joke. Still fucking running that one out.
I'll tell that joke until the day I die.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great joke. A large intestine doctor.
Was it a great joke?
Just for the colostomy bag, the victim has been forced to give up work. That would almost be a sacrifice I'd be willing to make.
Yeah, I think
almost,
so.
Almost.
You know what the fuck goes through? You know what? I think I'll jam this fire extinguisher up my friend's ass and pull the trigger.
Yeah, Jeff.
So do you think that if it were possible to go back in time, do you think that you could fucking have a conversation with yourself at that age?
About this show?
No, I don't know about anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I would tell myself to not.
Maybe we could go back in time and interview ourselves for our own show. You know what? We could call it Brian and Jeff's Excellent Adventure.
Boy, you gave me a hell of an idea.
Uh-oh.
It would take a long time to put together.
I think I know what you're thinking, actually.
But, wow.
Uh-huh.
I would tell myself to not let myself get fat.
Yeah?
And to fuck more girls.
Okay.
That's all I would tell myself.
Wow.
Because every move, even if it made me suffer, in the end... had a payoff attached. So I don't know how much I'd change, frankly.
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to this. Now, obviously, I liked you. I hung around with you. We had fun starting this and doing this. So it's not that I'd go back in time and dislike you. I liked you then. But listening to myself, it's like, I just don't know. I just don't know.
Don't know what?
If I could stand myself.
Oh. Well, you know.
Huh. Anyway.
Next clip is called Irony Catch It. Is the first, the quote-unquote greatest hits of TGO Radio continues.
Thailand plans to upgrade hygiene in its public toilets to meet international standards as it prepares to host the World Toilet Summit next year.
Yikes. The World Toilet Summit.
That is irony.
And where is this happening?
Bangkok, Thailand.
Bangkok, imagine that.
That's irony.
Yeah.
So, now you know.
Okay. Next bit.
Next bit, stupid. Get on with it.
We shop the tape around some guy sitting at a desk listening to this going, okay.
Okay. It's like that scene in Boogie Nights where they're trying to convince the producer. The magic is on the tapes.
The magic is on the tapes.
The first summit.
By the way, I submitted clips from this show to someone in 2005 or 6 trying to get an online presence somewhere. This guy was looking for talent.
Oh, no kidding.
I did, and I'll never be able to remember. But yeah, I definitely submitted some clips to it, yeah. I thought they were hilarious.
Hilarious. We were so funny.
Oh, so funny.
By the World Toilet Organization, was held in 2001 in Singapore. No kidding. China. China, where toilet facilities are often in need of upgrades, hosted one last year.
The fuck do you upgrade a toilet? It's a hole in the floor.
Running water, maybe, Jeff. I don't know.
Communism.
Flushability.
It'll be the unfunniest clip we played so far.
Okay, before you play another one, I gotta piss.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Yep.
Banana, da, 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 da.
I forgot that I had a bottle of water before I left fucking work.
Fucking orca yourself out of that chair there.
Fuck you. I hate you so much.
Line forms at the right, stupid.
That's true. Stumbling, falling out this whole fucking
motherfucker.
Whole goddamn thing there.
Motherfucker, I wish you would. Any minute now, Jeff Durant will be lumbering back into the studio. I don't know what I'm laughing at. We're both fat. I don't fucking know. I'm tired.
Fuck you! By the way, I'm going to see a new doctor.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, this guy that I used...
I hope it's Dr. Strange, because you're in fucking trouble.
This fucking guy that I used to work with at the
this
old place...
This fucking guy.
He works at a different factory now, but
yeah.
He's like half a foot shorter than me, and about twice as wide as me.
Yeah.
The motherfucker just had his hip replaced, so...
Is that right? Hmm?
I mean, I get it. I need to lose weight, but I can't do it unless I can get fucking moving around. So.
You get the weather pretty soon, you can get your pool up and going. And...
Yeah. But man, trying to cut grass and shit this weekend, did it at my house and did it at Dad's, about fucking killed me.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Jesus Christ, man.
There's no rider over at Dad's?
No, there was.
Oh.
But it's just, well, fuck, you see me, it took me 5 minutes to get from the door of this studio to my fucking seat. Ugh. Everything's a goddamn hassle. Fuck. Jeez.
Ugh. Buddy, you want to be 60 doing this fucking show?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
Couldn't think of anything better. No. Okay, let's fucking do this. Again. Nonsense.
Oh, our next clip is Falling Down, which we might actually enjoy this one.
Pretty well, it's got to be the movie, right?
I hope so, yeah.
Gary Stone...
Yeah.
Who shot 2 men in Quiet Village.
Yeah.
Gary Stone.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. fucking A right, oh, Gary Stone.
We were just trying so hard.
Yeah, buddy. Gary Stone.
Yeah.
Who shot two men in a quiet village.
Yeah.
Wasn't quiet that night, was it?
Walked down the Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Sorry, that's funny.
Street bare-chested, brandishing his double-barreled shotgun and screaming, "Who wants to be fucking next?"
Yeah!
That's a good story.
It is a good
That's
story.
A good story. We would read that today.
Yeah. Who wants to be?
You know, I've had dreams like that, too.
Normally it happens to me when I'm in McDonald's and they just stop serving breakfast. Right. That's good. That's solid. But it's, we were obsessed with Falling Down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's... I still own a copy of it.
Yeah, so do I, because that movie still fucking holds up, even more so today.
Yeah. 5 minutes till 11.
I know you got a fucking Egg McMuffin back there, bitch. Now get it out! Before I put this fucking nose on.
Clown nose?
Say it ain't so!
Clown nose reference.
Fucking...
Wow.
Shamrock shaking shit. Yeah. Fucking love clown nose.
We'll close with that.
Yeah.
I'll have to find it, but we'll close with it.
I got
so
it.
So he... Do you?
Yeah.
He shot two people. We got it.
Who's next, motherfucker?
I know you got an Egg McMuffin back there, bitch.
Next clip is called Random Splotches.
William Woodard, 39, suspected by police in the Trenton, New Jersey area of more than 50 burglaries, was arrested in March, and authorities said they were confident they could match him to what had become one of the of the crime spree. Random splotches of excrement at several crime scenes.
Wow.
In the course of the arrest, a highly nervous Woodard failed to control his bowels. And police have submitted
samples. Holy shit, dude.
Police have submitted samples for DNA.
Wow.
Scrutinization.
That's awesome.
Police, open up.
Holy shit, dude.
Dude, that's fairly solid.
That's all right.
Oh,
shit.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Are you trying to find clown nose?
I have a list of...
I want to make sure this works. I think
it's just called funny. There it is, yeah. There you go. That's my funny list.
Retard Mother is on there?
Bill O'Reilly and Clown Nose.
Go ahead and play Clown Nose. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Shamrock shakes and shit. I went to the John in San Juan Capistrano.
I went to the prom with Stacey Milano.
Went mono with Ronald McDonald. I say I went mono with Ronald McDonald. Yeah, I filled up his face with chicken McNuggets. And then I took off his clown nose and started to fuck it. I fucked the clown nose dance.
He must have played this song 100 fucking times that year.
Your dickie on the record.
Hell yeah. Double cheeseburger, double murder.
Double murder.
First I fuck Grimace and then the hamburger.
And then the hamburger.
Double cheeseburger, double murder. First I fuck Grimace and then the hamburger. Bust into McDonald's, bust out my Mac 10. Put your paper hat on, put my french fries in. And you behind the counter, get down on the floor. Cause I fuck a clown nose a little bit more.
Next clip
fucking
is
great.
Called The Degenerate.
Tit I also licker? Have a new downstairs neighbor at Camp TGO.
Uh-oh. Good news, bad news. She hot.
You don't have a left.
I still don't have a.
Well, we got Connell. No.
What?
I fucking bumped into my fucking pop filter like a fucking.
Huh? Yeah, I'm still missing.
How's that?
No? I'm still missing. No? I'm wondering if it's. There it is.
There it is.
Holy shit. Finally. Ooh. This drives me nuts. All right, that's better. What is that? What are you playing?
This is Hymn 1 and In the End by Anthrax.
Oh, wow. It's really good. I like it.
Yeah.
Fucking up. Above or below?
Five and a half more minutes to go. Next clip is called The Degenerate.
I also have a new downstairs neighbor at Camp TGO.
Uh-oh. Cannot believe how different you sound. Yeah. I
Well, this is before life had completely beaten me.
I just cannot. I mean. Wow.
Yeah, my voice was a lot higher.
I'm told she's 46.
Experienced.
She's thin. Yeah. She's thin. I met her this afternoon. She's got some problems with her teethas.
Teethas? Or is it just tooth?
No.
No? Teeth?
She's okay. Got some problems with her teeth.
We're still at camp, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay.
She began to move.
I didn't move out of Camp TGO till 2012 or so.
That's right.
So I was
and
there for a while.
Is this when the drunk neighbors moved in down below? That drunk guy that you found so friendly?
I hated her. She offered to fuck me once, and I just was like, you know, like even then, I'm all right.
No, but wasn't there a dude, too?
No. Oh, no, you're thinking about the last couple that was there when I moved out.
Yeah.
No, this was a different fucking
drug-addled
fucking waste of skin and tissue.
Things in. See, this is Wednesday. She began to move things in Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I smelled pot from downstairs for the first time. So then I met her this afternoon, and she has that typical white trash, scared of authority, always hiding from the law thing. Man, did you see there's a bunch of cops down the street?
Oh, boy.
By the way, I hated this fucking woman, and I'll tell you how much I hated this woman. When she finally fell behind on her rent and had to move out, as fucking alcoholic waste of blood and skin will do, I helped this woman move. That's how much I fucking hated her. I wanted her gone so bad.
Yeah.
I fucking helped her move and saved her cat who had gotten inside a fucking wall in the closet.
Jesus Christ.
So that's how bad I wanted her gone.
Her name is Gina.
Gina?
And I have a feeling that...
I think maybe it was something like Brandine or something.
I have a feeling that I'll be beating her in the face with my fist very soon.
I fucking hated this woman. Hated her. Fucking hated her.
Fucking chiclet deprived stoner.
Now, after this woman, I had a black neighbor.
Yeah, I remember that.
Named Lori, who I had my cock in briefly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wish that had been more of a thing.
Have a beer.
You know, I don't mind if you... Let's go back to my downstairs neighbor for a second. I don't mind if you smoke pot.
Okay.
Don't do it in front of your kids. Don't let your kids know that you smoke pot. I mean, I'm a degenerate, but my son doesn't know. My son thinks it.
Well, so that's great when he's old enough to realize. He goes, "Jesus Christ, my dad's been a facade all this time."
Well,
I like to pull chicks' hair and come on their faces and stuff. I'm a degenerate. I drink, I pop pills, I cruise chicks, I womanize. I'm a degenerate. But my son doesn't know that. My son still thinks I'm the same cool dad that pulled him out of school last week to go to see Star Wars.
Boy, you're still riding that fucker, aren't you? You got your points for it. Let it go.
It's fair. It's a fair criticism on Jeff's part. Oh. Let's skip ahead. Kosher Pet Food and The Post is the... I'm going to say The Post.
Among the items cleared by senior Israeli rabbis as kosher for Passover this year, according to reports in the Jerusalem Post, one, the erectile...
Why are you yelling?
I don't know. I really don't know why I'm yelling.
...erectile dysfunction drug Viagra, provided the pill is placed in special gelatin capsules before Passover begins. And number two,
yeah.
Dog food and cat food sold by kosher pets of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
What?
Approved by the Chicago Rabbinical Council to be kept in kosher homes during Passover week. Folks,
okay.
You're getting a little out of hand.
If you're getting kosher food for a pet
mm-hmm.
in your house, do me a favor and fucking kill yourself.
Seems a little extreme.
I can see the suicide note now. Family, nothing against you, and I really like it here.
Oh, Jeff.
But TGO...
TGO said...
Asked me to do him a favor, so... See ya.
Jump! Bubati
wait. Pause for editing.
Oh, you remember pause
yes!
for editing? You always said...
I mean, I remember it, but I had forgotten about it.
Pause for editing, then you always left it in. See, that's the joke! Got it?
A resident of the Benton village of had for
I kind of like that gimmick, actually.
A long time been on bad terms with her neighbor, ooh, some other toilet name. On Friday.
I wouldn't even try on that one.
Nope.
Today, the first chick's toilet name, along with her family members, spread the rumor that the second chick's toilet name, a mother of seven, had sacrificed an infant. This is a rumor.
Ooh.
It was a rumor.
That's a hell of a fucking rumor to start about somebody.
The, let's see, I'm trying to get all these toilet names straight. They dragged the second toilet name chick out of her home. Police officer Mahir Panda said.
Panda?
That's right.
I am Officer Panda.
They tied her to a pillar.
Stop
on the outskirts.
Yelling, please.
Jeff, what was the officer's name?
Panda.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorry. Panda! Officer Panda!
Man, were we trying hard.
Oh, so hard.
Now it's just so effortless, we don't even have to try anymore.
Of the village.
We don't try anymore.
Oh, is that
That's
what it is?
Oh. Yeah.
Beat her
Ooh.
And left her
Ooh.
Naked, attached to the...
I'm confused. Is that hot or not?
Oh, yeah, that's hot.
Beat naked chicks hanging from poles on the outskirts of villages?
That's hot!
Woohoo!
Yeah! Yeah! Not just villages, but inferior third world toilet villages. In countries like... Who cares where it is, really?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyway. Anyway, everybody, that's about as much as we're going to play on that.
God, thank fucking Christ.
Oh.
Oh, that was just horrible.
That's a tough haul, man. That's a tough listen. Like,
yep.
That's really... Yikes.
Oh, my God.
That was really close, too.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I got you. Jeff is still trying to shoot Abraham Lincoln.
Got him!
Got him!
Oh! Fucking A! Six
Semper
Tyrannus! Fuck you. You ain't freeing nobody, bitch.
Oh, God. Listen, let's talk about abortion for about 20 minutes. Now listen. No, I'm just kidding. It's the last thing I want to talk about in life. I went to read that opinion today, and it's 98 pages, and I went, maybe some other time. Ugh. Well,
are we done?
Yeah, I think that's about as much as I can stand of that.
Jesus Christ.
It's,
So, next time you want to do something like this, I need to talk you out of it.
Well, we got to do something every year for the anniversary. I mean, what would you rather do?
I don't know.
Because I have an idea for next year's show. Which would take some getting together. But there have been two shows.
What was this, 17?
This is 17.
Jesus Christ, three more years.
So, I have an idea for next year's show, but I don't know if I want to do it next year or save it for 20 or what. Hmm. But the idea is, I have recorded two shows without you.
Oh, yeah.
And one show by myself.
Oh, you did two shows with a different co-host.
With a different co-host.
And then one by yourself.
And one by myself. That have, and both of those shows with another co-host have never been heard.
No?
Never.
Never.
Been heard or released. They've only ever been heard by me. Now, the one was season one, episode 6.
Yeah.
It was a girl I met at my son's mother's house. Yep. I couldn't tell you her name to save her life. She came back to my house. I asked her if she wanted to do a podcast or a radio show. I probably called it back then. I asked her if she wanted to do a radio show with me. She came back to my house. We drank. I basically sexually harassed her for 2 hours. We ended the show. I called her a good sport and took her home. And another human being other than me has never heard it. So we could play clips from that.
That'd be interesting.
The second show I hosted without you was Election Night 2016.
Oh, that was with
Shane St. Hollis.
Shane, yeah. Yep.
And no one's ever heard that because it was awful. But there might be a few minutes in there that we can kind of pull. And I remember he played a mouth harp at one point because that's Shane. You got to know Shane. But
mouth harp, like one of those boing, 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 boing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, buddy. Whoa. You know Shane. That's him all day. That's him all day. So, and then we could also play some stuff. Yeah. But if you go back and listen to one of the mini episodes in the last year or so, it's got a thing from the episode I recorded myself about whores at the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
That year.
Yeah.
And that was probably the best clip of that show I did by myself. But
I know you've always said that you can't admit you don't ever want to do this show without me.
I can't do this show without you.
Would you do a solo podcast on something else?
I've given thought to doing an interview show.
Yeah. Well, I know you talked about maybe doing a wrestling thing too.
Yeah, that I did one episode of that, and I think I deleted it.
Yeah,
it was not great.
Yeah.
I have given some thought to doing like a 4-episode interview show, like a season is 4 episodes.
Hmm.
Have writers or whatever on, and you know, have it be legit.
Yeah.
I've also given thought, and this is probably going to happen. And it might only be 3 or 4 episodes, too.
But that'd be funny.
I'd get a website for it and the whole bit. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That actually might do something.
You're goddamn right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you should do that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
If the day ever comes. Anyway. Well, I'm sure we've already scared everybody off from this fucking nonsense.
Yeah, no shit.
We'll be back with regular content next week. The 17th anniversary is fucking over.
Yep.
And we'll see you then on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.